Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Memorial Day in the United States of America. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's what we're celebrating today, and we're doing it with our good friend Rich Galen, a great American, someone who served his country in more ways than one. Rich, thanks again for in the political process and the serving the country, and you've done a number of election watching around the world, helping people form democracies and other things. Also in the military, you were stalwart in Ohio in the National Guard, right?
You know, yeah. Rich? That's right. In the Ohio and New Jersey National Guard. But, you know, speaking of that, before we get into what we're going to talk about, I was talking earlier about the kinds of things we do here in Washington that may not happen every place else. One of the traditions, and they did it last night in this concert, people who watched it might have noticed it, is that when a band, if there's a lot of military people or it's an official event or the Marine band's playing, what they'll do is they'll play the marching song of each of the services, the Coast Guard, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, and the Army. And the tradition is that you stand when your service song is... And I never did that. I never stood because I felt that being in the National Guard and not having been, as we used to call it, called up... Now would be.
But I disagree with you on that, though, Rich. You should have stood in the Army.
No, I did. Yeah, that's right. I should have. But yeah. But I just felt that having never been deployed, that I didn't really have.
But you made yourself available, Rich.
Well, that's,
and
that's,
this is where I differentiate, and that's what my I write about this. You made yourself available. It was not your fault. You were. If they had called you, you would have gone, right?
Yeah, I would have gone.
You trained to go, right?
Oh yes, absolutely.
See,
the point is when I got back from Iraq, I started standing on in honor of the National Guard and reservists who have not been able to finish college because every time they turn around,
they were deployed
somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I want to talk about something you mentioned a minute ago about the horrible injuries that the men and women have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan with more than in past wars. How is it that we can have the national shame today, Rich? That is our Veterans Administration. Is that anything less than a national shame?
Nothing less. Absolutely nothing less. But, you know, it speaks to a broader issue that you and I have discussed before. And it's part of what happens when government imposes artificial limits and artificial timetables on an organic organization. It happens in our businesses as well. And the idea is that the bureaucrats will find a way to meet the numbers rather than meet the needs.
Well, but in this case, though, they contrive numbers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They'll just contrive. That's right. I mean, they had in the VA case, they had two different lists: a real list of how long it took you to get in, and a fake list that they.
But these people
and
knew.
Nobody's been fired.
Rich, these people knew this isn't a this isn't checks. These people knew that the names behind those contrived numbers were going to die.
Yeah, I'm.
And yet they did.
No way going to defend it, except that the people that were doing this don't see the patients. They're sitting in an office with ties and jackets.
How is this not something that the government shuts down over to fix? How is this? I'm going to tell you something, Rich. You know that my son came back safe after two tours. Thank God.
Right.
And,
yep.
But I'm telling you, Rich, I have to say this. If my son were treated like some of these people were treated, some of them to the point of suicide, I would have taken a hostage.
You
I would have taken a hostage by now.
Oh yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. There's no,
and you would have too.
But that's the bureaucratic mindset, and we see that
how do members of Congress walk around up there in Washington this is not Republican or Democrat. This is a pox on all their houses.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, the Republicans control Congress, and as far as I can tell, they haven't looked
at something
they want to fix.
This has been going on for generations, though, Rich, right?
Well, yeah, and it's as you say, it's worse now because more soldiers are coming back alive, so the need, although happily the numbers are somewhat smaller, but the needs are far greater, and they can't seem to get their heads around, you know, quit worrying about, you know,
how could any of them look in the mirror, who've been up there long enough to have fixed this and brought it up and dealt with it, how could any of them, if they got blocked, then they should have exposed the people who blocked them.
Oh yeah, that's right, and I think it ought to be a central issue in the presidential campaign.
That's exactly right.
That every one of
but I haven't heard one of them. I haven't heard one of them mention it. Have you?
No, and I don't know that any of them. I don't think any of them has seen was ever in a war zone. Perry was a pilot, I believe.
Yeah.
But I don't think he ever served in a war zone.
I don't think they.
But at least he had military experience. Most of these guys don't even have that. But I absolutely agree with you. I think it is without question the national shame.
Yeah. Rich, a real quick question. I'll change the subject. The Patriot Act is going to basically is not as of right now. It's not going to be renewed. Big controversy over it. I'm not in favor of all the capture, but I was in favor of the Patriot Act because I thought in the early days the point was to drop the wall between the law enforcement and the intelligence agencies.
That's right. It was the grander scheme, as we say, was to make information sharing not only easier but make it legal because it was illegal prior to that. And then, as happens with these things, there's a rule of thumb that a fast law is always a bad law.
Right.
And there's a lot of things in there that you know that a lot of people
have become
some of it, I believe,
egregious.
Think it's a violation of our Fourth Amendment rights.
There's no question, about it. And so, will we get a Patriot Act approved that will go back to the original intent?
I think we will. I think they'll work it through.
I hope so. Stand by. Quick break. It's Memorial Day in America, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.